Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA, the National Basketball Association. Coming up on the program, we recap the 2022 NBA All-Star Weekend with Nick Agar-Johnson, host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for No Ceilings, Hashtag Basketball, and Nets Republic. And plus, we have the current league leaders and standings in the association. But first, I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the NBA All-Star Saturday event. First of all, the Rising Stars Challenge was exciting. We had Team Barry, which was the head coach, which was coached by former NBA great Rick Barry. Team Peyton, coached by NBA great Gary Payton. Team Isaiah, coached by Zeke Isaiah Thomas. And Team Worthy, coached by Los Angeles Laker and Hall of Famer James Worthy. So we had Team Barry, Team Peyton, Team Isaiah, and Team Worthy all going up against one another in this new format where it was Team Isaiah went up against Team Worthy. Team Isaiah won that match, and then Team Barry went up against Team Peyton. Team Barry would go on to face Team Isaiah in the final, and Team Barry would beat Team Isaiah 25-20. So congratulations to Team Barry winning the Rising Stars Challenge, and that team consisted of Cade Cunningham from the Detroit Pistons, Dyson Daniels from the G League, Evan Mobley and Isaac Okoro from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Alperen Sengun and Jayshon Tate from the Houston Rockets, and Franz Wagner from the Orlando Magic. So again, Team Barry being successful in the Rising Stars Challenge. The Skills Challenge was a lot of fun. We had the Team Rooks, consisted of Scotty Barnes from the Toronto Raptors, Cade Cunningham from the Detroit Pistons, and Josh Giddey from the Oklahoma City Thunder. They went up against Team Cavs, led by Cleveland Cavaliers players Jared Allen, Darius Garland, and Evan Mobley, and the team Antetokounmpo's, which led of the Antetokounmpo brothers, represent the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis, along with his little brother, along with his brother Thanasis, and his brother representing the Raptors 905 G League team, Alex Antetokounmpo. Of course, Team Cavs, they showed up and showed out in this one. Jared Allen was great. Evan Mobley hit the game-winning shot in the tiebreaker. But Darius Garland, he was the highlight of the skills challenge. Darius Garland is going to be a great player for the next decade and a half as Team Cavs would go on to win. Next up is the three-point contest. And we had the three-point contest. We had Karl Anthony Towns from the Minnesota Timberwolves, Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks, Luke Kennard from the Los Angeles Clippers, Patty Mills from the Brooklyn Nets, C.J. McCollum from the New Orleans Pelicans, Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies, Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors, and Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. The final three were Towns, Young, and Kennard. Young and Kennard would finish with 26 points, but Karl Anthony Towns would win the three-point contest with a score of 29. I tell you what, Karl Anthony is currently the best shooting big man in the NBA right now. I mean, you can't go wrong with a cat and what he's done so far in his short and very young career with the Timberwolves and in the NBA. He's going to be a great talent for years to come. It's been a rough 2 years for him with the loss of his mother and family members being sick, passing away from COVID. His dad survived COVID, but it's been a tough road for him. But, you know, I'm happy to see Cat win that three-point contest. And that three-point contest is reminiscent of the three-point shootouts I've been used to seeing over the years with the likes of Larry Bird, Dell Curry, Mark Price, Jeff Hornacek, Steph Curry, Craig Hodges, and so on and so forth, man. And, you know, again, the three-point contest is just it gets better year in and year out. And then we have something, the last event that has gotten worse year in and year out, and that's the slam dunk contest. We had Obi Toppin from the New York Knicks, Juan Toscano-Anderson from the Golden State Warriors, Jalen Green from the Houston Rockets, and Cole Anthony from the Orlando Magic. Obi Toppin from the New York Knicks would win the slam dunk contest. Now, let me just be the first to say that when All-Star Saturday night, when you said All-Star Saturday night, the highlight was the slam dunk contest. It was slam dunk and the three-point contest. Well, within the last decade or two, the roles have been reversed. It's been three-point and slam dunk contest. I don't know what it's going to take for the slam dunk contest to come back to its prominence. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't know. I talk more about this with Nick Agar-Johnson coming up in the interview segment and just a little bit about what needs to be done to raise the awareness and the popularity of the slam dunk contest again. But, you know, the lack of practice time on the dunks really showed. When Jalen Green was attempting his first dunk, they were having problems with the passing, and also it was just a lot of stuff just gone wrong really with all of the competitors. But we delve more deep into the slam dunk contest a little bit later on in the program. My next storyline is going to be the 75th anniversary team. I mean, what can you say about the NBA 75th anniversary team? Locked and loaded with great talent: Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Ray Allen, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Carmelo Anthony, Nate Archibald, Paul Arizin, Charles Barkley, Rick Barry, Elgin Baylor, Dave Bing, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant, Black Mamba. What can you say about him? Also, Will Chamberlain, Bob Cousy, Dave Cowens, Billy Cunningham, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Dave the Busher, Clyde Drexler, Tim Duncan, Kevin Durant, the Dr. Julius Irvin, Patrick Ewing, Walt Frazier, Kevin Garnett, George Gervin, Hal Greer, James Harden, John Havlicek, Elvin Hayes, Allen Iverson, LeBron James, Magic Johnson, Sam Jones, Jason Kidd, Kawhi Leonard, Damian Lillard, Jerry Lucas, Karl Malone, Moses Malone, Pete Maravich, Bob McAdoo, Kevin McHale, George Mikan, Reggie Miller, Earl Monroe, Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, Hakeem Olajuwon, the Diesel himself, Superman, Shaquille O'Neal, Robert Parrish, Chris Paul, Gary Payton, Bob Pettit, Paul Pierce, Scottie Pippen, Willis Reed, Oscar Robertson, David Robinson, Dennis Rodman, Bill Russell, Dolph Shave, Bill Sharman, John Stockton, Isaiah Thomas, Nate Thurman, Wes Unseld, Dwayne Wade, Bill Walton, Jerry West, Russell Westbrook, Lenny Wilkins, Dominique Wilkins, James Worthy, and of course, MJ, Michael Jordan. And I just want to say all of these gentlemen, all of these members of the 75th NBA anniversary team, great highlights, multiple all-star appearances, finals MVPs, all-star game MVP, league MVP. I mean, what can you say about these gentlemen? Everyone deserving to be on this 75th anniversary team. And what was so great was when they did the player introductions at halftime, Michael Jordan came out to a standing ovation. Of course, he greeted Vanessa Bryant, the wife of the late, great Kobe Bryant, and Mike had a chance to embrace LeBron James. You know, royal heiress, Mr. Air Jordan, and the King embracing one another. That was one of the many great moments, not just during that introduction, but throughout that whole NBA All-Star weekend with Michael and LeBron embracing one another. We delve more deep into that in the interview with Nick Agar-Johnson in just a little bit, but congratulations to the members of the NBA 75th anniversary team. And for my last storyline, the NBA All-Star Game. What an All-Star Game it was. It really made up for that poor showing of the slam dunk contest. We had Team Durant going up against Team LeBron. Team LeBron would go on to beat Team Durant 163-160. Of course, LeBron finished with 24 points, hitting the game-winning shot. Steph Curry was a fool in this game. He scored 50 points and would earn the NBA All-Star Game Kobe Bryant Most Valuable Player Award. Again, Steph finishing with 50 points and was just outstanding. I mean, what can you say about Steph? On a member of the NBA 75th anniversary team, Steph doing his thing. I mean, just the best gets better. He is definitely going to be, most likely be the greatest shooter of all time. And I've seen a lot of great shooters in my day with the likes of Larry Bird, Mark Price, John Stockton, Dale Ellis, Craig Hodges, Drazen Petrovic, just to name a few. And, man, Steph is up there. And, again, congratulations to Steph and congratulations on Team LeBron on a very stunning All-Star game. And, of course, also Giannis did his thing. Giannis had a double-double, 30 points and 12 rebounds. So congratulations to Team LeBron, and that put the cap on the 2022 NBA All-Star Weekend in Cleveland. Coming up after the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the National Basketball Association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more. It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This heart month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's get you caught up now on the current league leaders and standings in the NBA. Let's start off with points per game. Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers is the leading scorer in the NBA. He's averaging 29.6 points per game. Coming in at number two is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 29.4 points per game. Coming in third is LeBron James from the Los Angeles Lakers. In fourth is DeMar DeRozan from the Chicago Bulls. And in fifth is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. Next category is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging almost 15 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Coming in third is Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks. And fourth is Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. And at fifth is Nikola Vucevic from the Chicago Bulls. Next category is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's shooting 71% from the field. Coming in at number two is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Coming in at number three is JaVale McGee from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number four is Montrezl Harrell from the Charlotte Hornets. And coming in at number five is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. Next category that we have is assists per game. Coming in at number one is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number two is James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. Tied for third place, first from the San Antonio Spurs is DeJounte Murray from the San Antonio Spurs and Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. And coming in at fifth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one, representing the San Antonio Spurs, is DeJounte Murray. Coming in at number two is Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in at number three is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number four is Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics. And coming in fifth from the Philadelphia 76ers is Matisse Thybulle. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert. In third is Robert Williams III from the Boston Celtics. Coming in fourth from the Memphis Grizzlies is Jaren Jackson Jr. And in fifth from the Orlando Magic is Mo Bamba. Next category is three-point field goals made. Coming in at number one is Steph Curry. He's made 251 three-point field goals so far this year. Coming in at number two is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in at number three is Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers. Coming in at number four from the Brooklyn Nets is Patty Mills. And coming in at number five from the Miami Heat is Duncan Robinson. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one is P.J. Tucker from the Miami Heat. He's shooting 45% from the field. Coming in at number two is Luke Kennard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Coming in at number three is Grant Williams from the Boston Celtics. Coming in at number four is Doug McDermott from the San Antonio Spurs. And coming in at number five is Cameron Johnson from the Phoenix Suns. The next category that we have is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Jordan Poole from the Golden State Warriors, shooting 92% from the free throw line. Coming in at number two is his teammate Steph Curry. Coming in at number three is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. Coming in at number four is Cam Reddish from the New York Knicks. Coming in at number five is Darius Garland from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the last category that we have is minutes per game. Coming in at number one is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. He's averaging 38 minutes per game. Coming in at number two is his teammate Pascal Siakam. Coming in at number three is James Harden. In fourth is LeBron James. And in fifth, another Toronto Raptor, OG Anunoby. And that takes care of the current league leaders in the NBA. Let's move along now to standings. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. Currently tied for first is the Miami Heat and the Chicago Bulls. They both have a record of 38 wins and 21 losses. Currently tied for third are the Philadelphia 76ers and the Cleveland Cavaliers. They both have a record of 35 and 23. Next up, currently in fifth, are the Milwaukee Bucks. They have a record of 36 and 24. Coming in sixth place are the Boston Celtics. They currently have a record of 34 and 26. Coming in seventh are the Toronto Raptors with a record of 32 and 25. The Brooklyn Nets are in eighth place with a record of 31 and 28. Currently, to finish out the rest of the Eastern Conference standings, in ninth place are the Charlotte Hornets. In 10th place are the Atlanta Hawks. And in 11th place are the Washington Wizards. In 12th place are the New York Knicks. In 13th are the Indiana Pacers. In 14th are the Detroit Pistons. And in 15th place are the Orlando Magic. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. Coming in at number one are the Phoenix Suns with a record of 48 wins and 10 losses. Coming in at number two are the Golden State Warriors with a record of 42 and 17. Coming in at number three are the Memphis Grizzlies with a record of 41 and 19. Coming in at number four are the Utah Jazz with a record of 36 and 22. Coming in at number five are the Dallas Mavericks with a record of 35 and 24. The Denver Nuggets are in sixth place with a record of 33 and 25. The Minnesota Timberwolves are in seventh with a record of 31 and 28. The Los Angeles Clippers are in eighth place with a record of 30 and 31. Finishing out the rest of the Western Conference standings are the Los Angeles Lakers coming in ninth place. The Portland Trail Blazers are in 10th place. The San Antonio Spurs are 11th, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans in 12th place. The Sacramento Kings are in 13th place. The Oklahoma City Thunder is in 14th place, and then last in the Western Conference are the Houston Rockets. So that takes care of the league leaders and the standings currently in the NBA. When we come back from the break, we'll recap the 2022 NBA All-Star Weekend with Nick Agar-Johnson. Nick is the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for No Ceilings, hashtag basketball, and Nets Republic. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more. It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Ray Maliozzi here. The tear in my driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt's molded to fit it. But I'm ready for a new one from eBay Motors with all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. Till then, I'll just scooch. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
Thunderstruck, adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea. Brian got thunderstruck so hard, his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival, choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at Peacock.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
TV.com.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
1, 2, ready, go!
This is going to be real.
Mobley.
Oh, Evan Mobley! It's a winner! The second shot! Evan Mobley wins it for Team Cavs!
I told you to count!
Cleveland! This is for you! This is for you! Cleveland! This is for you!
Oh, man.
Like it, man.
Oh, Cleveland, we live on location.
Hey,
Give him Rookie of the Year now. Give Evan Mobley the trophy now. You might as well present it to him right now.
Woo! I have the best round of his shooting life right now, Reggie.
But he can put a lot of pressure on them.
Let's see if he have a 28 round, Reg. He put a lot of pressure on
them. I think 25 will win it.
25 will win it.
25 will win it.
I think we go up to 28. Let's go, big fella. Money Rack's in the middle, by the way. So he got the nervousness out the way.
Yeah.
He's more relaxed. He looks even more confident.
He does. His spot is coming up.
Get hot.
Oh, get hot.
Two stone ball. I'm bad. I just yell. I'm
but
sorry.
Remember,
I'm Money Rack.
But remember, he missed both of those dew balls his first time out and still advanced.
First miss on the Money Rack.
Go.
3 out of 4. Make it 4 out of 5?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he took a different path this time to the
ball.
It's
a wrap.
Get a rhythm.
Really?
It's
a wrap.
It's
a
wrap.
Let's go. It's a wrap.
Reg, I said 28, Reg. We need 28.
Oh, he might get 30.
We need 28.
We're talking about 30. We're talking about 30.
Six are available. I'm going to Vegas.
Oh,
two in a row on the corner.
Oh.
Money ball.
30. 31.
Oh, man.
You called it.
You called it.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Okay, catch.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Now, that is called pressure.
He wanted to be.
No, that's a 45. I got to go with a 9 because we've
that's
never
a 45.
Seen it. We've
never,
yeah.
Green,
yeah. Windmill off the glass.
Windmill off the glass
Taylor
right here. Windmill off the glass.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
See, but he doesn't like that.
He didn't
because,
flush it.
Because he didn't flush
he didn't
it
like the way he liked it.
Kidding.
I'll give him a 9.
That was,
thank you.
That was nice. Off the glass.
Not my bad.
My bad.
Obi Toppin, I apologize.
There you go.
Take the village. A lot of people don't understand the sacrifices that go into being a professional athlete.
It's just honoring them. You know what I mean? It's just honoring the people that help.
One leg at 3:10.
This guy be a part of something like that.
You call it a blessing. I had a few flashback nightmares. I was having nightmares, especially when I just saw Mike, because it brought back a lot of bad memories personally for myself. And I saw everyone out here fooling it on with him.
He's a middle.
No!
And the Kia MVP, to its only fitting, one of the NBA's 75 all-time greats, Steph Curry.
So the Kobe Bryant Trophy going to the 2022 Kia NBA All-Star MVP. You've done a lot of things in your career, Stephen, but All-Star Game MVP, add that to the mantle.
Yeah, that's pretty special, obviously, being back in Ohio, playing with the best guys in the league, and celebrating the highest level of basketball, and obviously this trophy has a very special meaning, honoring Kobe, Gigi.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Turner Sports TNT. And, of course, the weekend that was the 2022 NBA All-Star Weekend. And a lot of highlights and also some lowlights as well. But to top off the weekend, we want to welcome him back to the program. This gentleman, again, is a writer for No Ceilings NBA, also hashtag basketball, and Nets Republic. And he's also the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast. He's the co-host, I should say, with Tyler Metcalf. Let's welcome him back to the program, Nick Agar-Johnson. Nick, welcome back, my man.
Good to be back. It was, as you said, an all-star weekend with definitely some highs and definitely some lows, but there were some really great moments in this all-star weekend overall.
All right, you're right about that, Nick. All right, let's get right to it. Let's start off with the Rising Stars Challenge. Team Barry, Team Peyton, Team Isaiah, and Team Worthy. Team Barry, which was coached by Rick Barry, would win the Rising Stars Challenge. And, of course, that team was made up of Cade Cunningham, Dyson Daniels, Evan Mobley, Isaac Okoro, also Alperen Sengun, Jayshon Tate, and Franz Wagner. Just give me your thoughts on the Rising Stars Challenge.
Yeah, so I mentioned this when I was on the program on Thursday, but they tried out a new format for the Rising Stars Challenge this All-Star game, and I thought it was a really welcome change. Certainly the games themselves were very exciting. The games between the four teams were a lot closer than we've seen many of the Rising Stars challenges been in the past, and there were some great moments, including especially for Cade Cunningham, number one overall pick in the last draft and MVP of the Rising Stars Challenge.
All right, fair enough. And I want to move along now to, I think, one of my favorite parts of the All-Star Week, and particularly the All-Star Saturday, that was the Skills Challenge. We had the Team Rooks, which was consisted of Scotty Barnes from the Toronto Raptors, Cade Cunningham from the Detroit Pistons, and Josh Giddey from the Oklahoma City Thunder going up against the Team Cavs, made up of Cavaliers teammates Jared Allen, Darius Garland, and Evan Mobley. And it went up against also Team Antetokounmpo with the Giannis and his brothers, Alex and Thanasis. Of course, Team Cavs would go on to win. What were your takeaways from the Skills Challenge?
So just like with the Rising Stars Challenge, a new format to the game this year, I admittedly was rooting for the Antetokounmpo brothers to win this one, but they ended up unfortunately being the first team out. It definitely switched things up with the Skills Challenge, having the slightly new format, and having the contest come down to a half-court shot at the end was kind of a reminder of the old Shooting Stars challenges from All-Stars games past, but ultimately, for the Cavs team to win it with the All-Star game in Cleveland, that's certainly a solid moment for Cleveland during this All-Star weekend to have the hometown crew actually come out on top.
I agree with you on that one, Nick, but also I think what really stood out to me in the Skills Challenge, Darius Garland, man, he can fly. I mean, Darius Garland is going to be a great talent for the next decade and a half. Give me your thoughts on how on his performance in the Skills Challenge.
So definitely a great weekend overall for Darius Garland. And, you know, he ended up getting Team Cavs into that final round by winning the three-point shootout tiebreaker to pass them on from the first round. So definitely a great weekend all around for Darius Garland, getting a chance to win the Skills Challenge for his hometown team, Cavs, and then also go on to represent those Cavaliers in the All-Star game on Sunday night.
Awesome. All right, let's move along now to the three-point contest. In my opinion, the highlight of All-Star Saturday night, we had Karl-Anthony Towns from the Minnesota Timberwolves, Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks, Luke Kennard from the Los Angeles Clippers, also Patty Mills from the Brooklyn Nets, C.J. McCollum from the New Orleans Pelicans, Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies, Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors, and Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. Now, you were saying, Nick, the last time you were on the program, you saw Zach and Desmond. I mean, you said Zach as the winner, but Desmond was also going to be a close second. I had Fred VanVleet winning the competition. Well, we were unsuccessful in that. But Karl-Anthony Towns, wow, what a final round there was between him, Trae Young, and Luke Kennard. But Kat wound up winning the three-point contest. Your thoughts on the contest?
So I definitely agree that the three-point contest was the highlight of All-Star Saturday night, even though our three picks did not exactly do all that great, ending up getting knocked out in the first round of this tournament. But really, the three-point contest, Luke Kennard had a great first round. He led all scorers with 28 in his first round of the three-point contest, and he really sort of picked up the spark for the first round of the contest, and then once we got to the final round, Karl-Anthony Towns just got on an absolute heater in the middle of his final round of the three-point contest, and him getting hot was really a lot of fun to see, and him doing the interviews after the contest where he mentioned how important it was to him, both after the loss of his mother, who he was wearing a chain to represent her during the contest, but also for Karl's own personal agenda as one of the best shooting big men of all time, it was important for him to get this three-point contest win. So great night for Karl-Anthony Towns after obviously a very difficult couple of years for him on a personal front. But in terms of him putting the ball in the basket, it was incredibly fun to just watch him get absolutely red hot from three-point range in that final round.
I definitely agree with you on that, Nick. Definitely was a tough couple of years for him. And I mean, he has solidified himself as one of the best premier big men that can shoot the ball in the league. So that took care of the three-point contest. And, you know, Nick, we're both old enough to remember just how prestigious and how phenomenal the slam dunk contest was. It was almost like back in the day when the three-point contest was like an appetizer and the slam dunk contest would be the main course. Well, I don't know what you would want to call the slam dunk contest now, but nevertheless, we had four contestants. We had Obi Toppin from the New York Knicks, Juan Toscano Anderson from the Golden State Warriors, Jalen Green from the Houston Rockets, which was our pick to win the slam dunk contest. We had Cole Anthony from the Orlando Magic. Obi wins the slam dunk contest. Your thoughts on Obi winning the contest?
So the slam dunk contest itself was obviously a disappointment, but I think Obi Toppin actually put on a really solid performance. I think that in a year with a slightly higher standard of competition around him, he might have actually gotten a little bit more hype and a little bit more love for the dunks that he did actually put together during this contest. I thought that in a more normal dunk contest year that Obi would probably have ended up finishing second and made a pretty solid challenge at whoever was going to be the front runner. But unfortunately for Obi himself and also for fans watching the dunk contest on Saturday night, Obi wasn't exactly pushed all that hard by the other three competitors. So his final dunk, where he hits the ball off the backboard and then dunks it in, was actually really impressive and pretty creative, something that we hadn't really seen in a dunk contest before. But because the night was sort of already quiet and fans were starting to pour out of the stadium at that point already, he, I don't think, got as much love as he deserved for the dunks that he did actually put together. He was really hurt, not by his own performance as much as just by the fact that there weren't any really strong performances around him.
I want to stay with the dunk contest for a moment. One of the discrepancies I had with the contest was that a lot of the players kept having so many attempts. They just didn't seem prepared. Well, one of my discrepancies was that it seemed as though the contestants didn't really practice their dunks. They really didn't devote much practice time to their dunks. Like, for example, Jalen Green on his first attempt, he kept trying to catch the ball in midair. It was so many times they tried. I was like, did they have any practice time to do these dunks? So I want to ask you, do you think the NBA going forward will have a rule where the contestants could have like more practice time in terms of executing these dunks?
I think that more practice time couldn't have hurt, certainly. I mean, it definitely did seem like for Jalen Green in particular with his lob thrower, they just didn't have the chemistry at all and kept getting it wrong. And, you know, unfortunately, the dunk contest rules weren't counting sort of all the attempted lobs as dunk attempts because they were so off that Jalen didn't even try and put the ball in the basket on a huge number of them, which definitely extended the length of the dunk competition, and not in a good way, because it was just watching the same failed lob over and over and over again before Jalen Green finally gave up and, you know, threw down something different for what would have been his third and final attempt. Maybe more practice time would have helped, but I mean, I think that really even a few minutes of practice time for some of these dunk contest participants would have been useful for the sake of the contest. And I don't know, I feel like that's something that doesn't necessarily have to be on the NBA to provide the practice time, but certainly a little bit more practice for the participants on the dunks that they were trying might have been helpful in terms of getting them ready to actually put through their attempts on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was just a very agonizing thing to watch. I mean, Jalen having so many attempts, so many tries, I should say, on his first dunk, and then Cole Anthony with the attempting to dunk with the Timberland boots, and just him and his dad, and just, I don't know, the timing, just the timing seemed very off with a lot of the contestants. I want to stay with the slam dunk contest for a moment. Long gone are the days of Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, Spud Webb, Julius Erving. Also, you could put other ex-champions in the mix like a D. Brown, Cedric Ceballos, Harold Miner. Also, you could put Blake Griffin and even Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon in the mix. What is it going to take to get guys like Ja Morant and Giannis to be in a slam dunk contest?
Honestly, the simplest solution that I can come up with is just do exactly what Major League Baseball does for the Home Run Derby at their All-Star Weekend, where the winner of the Home Run Derby just gets a $1 million check. I guarantee you that some higher-profile players will be putting their names into the dunk contest if there's a $1 million prize at the end of it. And that's, I think, the easiest solution that I can think of. And in terms of other solutions, I mean, the last time that there was a really big conversation about the direction of the dunk contest took a year off, and then after that was the Vince Carter 2000 ridiculous dunk contest performance. And there have been a sour few years for the dunk contest, but it was only 6 years ago when we had arguably the best dunk contest ever when we had Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine going at it. So I think the easiest way for the NBA to incentivize it would just be to do what Major League Baseball does with the Home Run Derby and put a sizable cash prize on the line. But I also am more optimistic, I think, than some about the future of the dunk contest, just because the last time the dunk contest was sort of declared dead was not very long before Vince Carter came along and gave us an all-time dunk contest performance.
Do you see something like that in the future that the NBA will do? Maybe they'll do away with it for maybe a year or two and just highlight the three-point contest?
I think that if they're going to do that, it would be next year after this performance. But, you know, maybe that's where it comes into play, that if they really are set on having the dunk contest be the close to All-Star Saturday night, you know, having that be the end of the Saturday night festivities, I think that offering a cash prize to encourage higher name players to participate would be more than worth it for the NBA to not have to deal with the news cycle of, oh, everybody thought the dunk contest was awful. Why didn't Ja Morant participate? Why didn't Giannis participate? Why didn't name any player who was there for All-Star Weekend participate in the dunk contest? Why didn't Zach LaVine come back, right? I think that that's something that the NBA can hopefully address with something like a prize for the dunk contest winners. And that's something that, given how many eyeballs are on All-Star Saturday night and given how much attention that garners for the NBA, I think it would be more than worth the investment for them to put up that kind of prize for the slam dunk contest, especially if they do plan on having it close out All-Star Saturday night. But who knows, maybe next year instead they just flip the dunk contest and the three-point contest and have the dunk contest sort of be an appetizer for the three-point contest rather than the other way around.
You know, another person I forgot to mention that would be a nice entry, Donovan Mitchell. I think Donovan would be perfect for this contest as well. I kind of thought about something with the dunk contest. You may disagree with me on this, but I think for 1 year, I think maybe there should be like a height restriction where if you're under 6'3", I think you would be eligible for it. Because I have to think about this. Spud Webb, when he won the contest, it was dynamic for a guy that was only like 5'6 or 5'7 doing dunks. Nate Robinson, when he won the dunk contest two times, he's 5'9". Do you think maybe the NBA may come up with some type of rule, maybe 1 year to have a height restriction, or do you like it the way it is?
So I like it the way it is just because I think my three favorite dunk contest performers of all time would be ruled out with that rule. You know, Vince Carter at 6'6", Zach LaVine 6'6", Aaron Gordon 6'9". So, you know, those guys would be out if we had the contest for shorter guys. That being said, I'm also a huge fan of Nate Robinson, so seeing someone Nate Robinson size throwing down dunks would be a ton of fun. Ja Morant definitely would fit under that rule, and it would be a lot of fun to see him in a dunk contest. So I think it would be interesting to try something like that out. You know, in the past, they've done skills challenges that were guards versus big men, so maybe they could do something similar with the slam dunk contest where they have big man-sized guys like Giannis in there. JaVale McGee and Blake Griffin in particular stand out to me as big men who have put on really fantastic dunk contest performances. So maybe we have like a guards versus big men thing where we have two guys under 6'3" and two bigger players entering into the dunk contest. But my reservation with that is just that my favorite dunk contest performances ever came from guys who were in that six, basically all of them 6'6", you know, Vince Carter, Michael Jordan, Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon a little taller, Dominique Wilkins a little taller, but all sort of in that wing side range.
All right, we've seen a lot of great dunks done during the history of the slam dunk contest. We've seen players jump over cars to do dunks. We've seen Superman capes. We've seen hopping over family members and whatnot. Hopefully, the slam dunk contest, only hope and pray that it'll return to its dominance. And speaking of being dominant, while we didn't have the excitement of the slam dunk contest, what a great all-star game we had. Nick, Team LeBron versus Team Durant. Of course, LeBron coming back home to the Cleveland area. beating Team Durant 163-160. The highlight for me was Steph Curry, 50 points, winning the All-Star MVP. Your thoughts on Steph and his play?
Yeah, it's kind of hard for Steph not to be the highlight of this game, even though LeBron did end up hitting a game winner thanks to the new elim-ending format, which I think has been an absolutely massive boost for how much fun the All-Star game itself has been. But Steph Curry did something that many people have been clamoring for him to do for a while, which is he just took an absolutely ridiculous number of three-point attempts in this game, and he made 16 of his 27 three-point attempts, so 16 three-pointers more than anyone has made in any NBA game, regular season or playoff. Currently the record, Klay Thompson with 14. And he put up those 16 three-pointers on 27 attempts, which Steph's career high for three-point attempts in a game is 22 attempts. So, you know, we saw in the All-Star game something that certainly Warriors fans, but a lot of fans around the NBA have been clamoring for a very long time, which is, hey, Steph, why don't you just try and put up 25 three-point attempts in a game or 33-point attempts in a game and just see where it goes. And it was good enough for 50 points in an All-Star game MVP.
Man, we've seen a lot of great shooters during our lifetime. Larry Bird, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, you know, there's so many great shooters. Jerry West and Steph Curry he's probably going to be the greatest shooter of all time, especially in this offensive era in the NBA. I want to move along now to some key players on Team LeBron. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he had a double-double in this game, 30 points, 12 rebounds. Your thoughts on Giannis and his play?
So Giannis always puts in full effort during All-Star games, which always makes them a lot more fun to watch when the top guys are just playing full tilt, being as competitive as they possibly can be in this All-Star game format. And, you know, Giannis, someone who's won an All-Star game MVP before, clearly cares a lot about the event. And there was one moment where he actually blocked a shot by his teammate Chris Middleton playing on Team Durant. And, you know, he had some comments afterwards about how, oh, he didn't see Chris, but ultimately, oh, I'm just trying to win the game. You know, Giannis was saying things like that about the All-Star game, showing just how much he cares about this exhibition game, which not all NBA stars throughout NBA history have cared all that much about the All-Star game itself. Giannis is clearly someone who it means a lot to him to be on this stage surrounded by the greats of the game, especially on this 75th anniversary All-Star game with so many legends of NBA past sort of around the festivities.
Awesome. Yeah, we're going to get more into that a little bit later. I want to talk about the captain, LeBron James, coming back home to the Cleveland area. He had 24 points, and as you mentioned, Nick, he hit the game-winning shot to wrap it up for Team LeBron. Your thoughts on LeBron and his play?
So it's funny because one of the biggest headlines out of All-Star Weekend was LeBron's comment saying that no matter what, he will find a way to play his final year in the NBA with his son, which honestly I thought was touching. But something else that was touching as well was just how much the Cleveland audience clearly loves LeBron James still. You know, after the first sort of breakup in Cleveland, it was acrimonious between LeBron and the Cleveland fans, to say the least. But at this point in his career, it's clearly all love between LeBron and the Cleveland fans. And it was great to see just how much he enjoyed that experience and being there and getting that love from the Cleveland crowd, which is much deserved given that he brought that franchise a championship.
So definitely LeBron coming home and getting the victory for his team. I want to talk briefly about Team Durant for a moment. Joel Embiid had a double-double, 36 points and 10 rebounds. Your thoughts on Joel and his play?
So I mentioned this definitely applies to Joel Embiid too. He clearly cared a lot about this game and trying to carry Team Durant to victory, 36 points, 10 rebounds, as you mentioned. And if Team Durant had pulled out this victory, Joel Embiid would almost certainly be the All-Star Game MVP, even despite the performance from Steph. You know, I would assume that the winning team would be awarded the MVP for the All-Star Game. And really, Joel Embiid was by far the biggest standout of that Team Durant performance in the All-Star game. So it was great to see him putting in full effort for that game, and he really put on a great performance in the middle of yet another spectacular season.
All right, and that takes care of the NBA All-Star game for 2022 with Team LeBron beating Team Durant 163-160. Man, a highlight at halftime, Nick, was the NBA 75th anniversary team. Michael Jordan, he was introduced last, and again, the man was an ambassador for the NBA. I mean, especially going into the 90s where basketball was introduced to a worldwide audience with the Dream Team and whatnot. What were your thoughts with MJ being introduced last and coming out to the crowd?
I mean, it makes sense. You know, ultimately, there are some people who think there is a debate for number one all time between LeBron and Michael Jordan. I personally in the camp that LeBron's career is not over yet, so let's wait and see. But it definitely seems like Michael Jordan is the, not unanimous, but pretty close to unanimous best player in the history of the NBA. So it definitely made sense that he was honored as sort of the cornerstone guy of the NBA 75th anniversary celebration. And, you know, clearly, as you mentioned, he takes a lot of pride in being an ambassador for the game, and he's been doing that for many, many, many years now. So this is just sort of a continuation of the Michael Jordan story for him to be the last person introduced during the All-Star Night festivities.
And also somebody that was introduced second to last, and somebody that was also an ambassador for the game of basketball worldwide was the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant. And it was so wonderful to see his wife Vanessa being there, and also Michael Jordan and Vanessa embracing one another during that introduction. Your thoughts on the Black Mamba?
So obviously it's been a tough couple of years for fans of Kobe Bryant and the Bryant family after he and his daughter, along with seven others, tragically passing in that crash a couple of years ago. And it's been kind of strange from the NBA perspective, just because with the pandemic, there hasn't really been as many opportunities to honor his contributions to the game, just because there haven't been many opportunities for large numbers of people associated with the game to gather as there would be in more normal, less pandemic-stricken times. But it was nice that, you know, Kobe's wife got that moment with Michael Jordan. Vanessa got that moment with Michael Jordan during these celebrations. And ultimately, at this point, I just hope that it can be more of a celebration of his contributions to the game of basketball now that we're a couple of years beyond the incident and the issues of the pandemic have lightened enough so that these sort of in-person gatherings and remembrances are easier than they were in the immediate aftermath of the accident.
Rightfully so. And I just want to ask you, were there any other members of the 75th anniversary team that caught your eye? You was like, oh, yeah, this definitely deserving of it. Yeah, his impact was really profound in the league.
I'm glad that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar continues to be put forward as one of the faces of NBA history. He's someone who is a legend of an earlier time in the game than Michael Jordan. He's someone who was certainly in the conversation for greatest of all time. I think he's still in that conversation even today, but certainly before Michael Jordan, he was widely considered one of the greatest players in the history of the game. And he's someone who has been a huge figure in the movement for social justice since his NBA career and even into the modern day. And it's always great to see Kareem getting honored in any sort of way. And I'm glad that he got to be there and got to participate in these 75th anniversary festivities.
You know, somebody that really caught my eye, Nick, Dennis Rodman. I was really happy to see Dennis Rodman be voted onto the 75th anniversary team. I mean, people may say, yeah, his antics and he was very unique and wild and whatnot, but people forget that Dennis Rodman is a five-time NBA champion, also a defensive player of the year, and also someone that won countless rebounding titles. What's your thoughts on the Worm?
I'm a huge fan of Dennis Rodman's contributions, particularly, you know, his rebounding. He's one of the best, if not the best rebounder in the history of the NBA. And he's someone who definitely could go under the radar in terms of his basketball playing, in that he was often more sort of a celebrity highlight than he was a basketball highlight. But he was an exceptional basketball player and such an incredible defender, such a great rebounder, really unselfish as a teammate and player. And for him to get these sort of honors during the NBA 75th anniversary celebration is really cool because, you know, he's not really the flashiest player. Certainly he was flashy in terms of what he did off the court, but on the court he was a gritty, hard-nosed rebounder who played some of the best defense we've ever seen. So it's great that players like him got honored during these 75th anniversary celebrations, and it's great to see him be a part of that.
Awesome, awesome. And I want to talk about just the city of Cleveland for a moment. We know Cleveland is a great sports city. It's had its share of great sports moments, and it's had a share of not-so-great sports moments. But how did you think the city of Cleveland hosted this All-Star Weekend?
Well, I mean, Cleveland certainly has been a team that has been highlighted in the NBA for the past couple of decades, but you know, they've been around for a long time, and they were one of the challengers, not successful, but one of the challengers to Michael Jordan and the Bulls runs in the late 90s. So Cleveland, as you mentioned, is a great sports city overall, but it's particularly steeped in terms of its NBA pedigree and tradition. And it's great as well that this happened to be the year that the All-Star Game was in Cleveland. It might not have been as much fun last year if the All-Star Game was in Cleveland, but this year, the Cavaliers are one of the young bright spots in the NBA, and, you know, Darius Garland and Jared Allen actually represented Cleveland in the All-Star Game and also in the Skills Challenge, and Evan Mobley as well, being a huge part of the Cavaliers team this year and a huge part of the All-Star Weekend festivities. It was really nice to have this be the All-Star Game that was in Cleveland rather than a year ago or 2 years ago when the team on the floor wasn't as good, but this year, they're a really solid team, and they had some really important contributors to the All-Star Weekend experience.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I like your thoughts on that one. I want to ask you about the halftime show. They recognized the 75th anniversary team. I'm also a big music fan. Earth, Wind, and Fire performed during the halftime show. What's your thoughts on Earth, Wind, and Fire performing at the halftime show?
You know, it's funny because Cleveland as a city is also where we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which, you know, Cleveland is a city that has music traditions as well as basketball traditions, and Earth, Wind, and Fire, just a classic, exceptional band from a little bit further back in the past than, say, a DJ Khaled performance like there was on Saturday night, but great to have them be a part of the festivities. You know, Cleveland is a great music city in addition to a great sports city and basketball city, so it was great to have some legends of the music genre be there along with the legends of the NBA game who were participating in the 75th anniversary festivities.
Awesome, awesome. Big fan of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Glad to see they're still doing their thing. And I was a little perplexed with the national anthem. I have to be a little lighthearted about this, Nick. Macy Gray. There was a lot of Twitter world was very – they spoke their mind about Macy Gray's rendition of the national anthem. Your thoughts on Macy?
Well, I'll put it this way. Macy certainly had a better All-Star Weekend performance than Fergie did. She wasn't getting quite the laughter that Fergie was during her performance, which is, you know, a step up. But I don't know. I mean, the national anthem performance in front of a gigantic crowd of people in the stadium is always difficult, and the reaction on social media afterwards is even larger, even more blown up, and almost always even more out of proportion. So that's kind of always its own thing, but, you know, hey, at least it wasn't a universally panned performance like the unfortunate Fergie story from a few years back.
All right, fair enough. You heard it from him. He is Nick Agar-Johnson. He is the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast, and he's also a writer for Hashtag Basketball and also for Nets Republic and No Ceilings. Nick, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody about the avenues that you're currently working at.
Absolutely. So my main place of business right now is No Ceilings NBA. So you can find us NoCeilingsNBA.com and also at No Ceilings NBA on Twitter. I have been doing a long-running sleeper deep dive series over at No Ceilings NBA, which is just a review of some of the upcoming draft prospects who might be a little bit under the radar, maybe not the top of the line first round guys, but players who might be more towards the back end of the first round and sleepers for the second round. So, and check me out on Twitter as at NBAJOHNFON. You can find all of it at my Twitter page.
Awesome. And one more time, Nick, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the avenues, that the venues that you currently work at, and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, so on Twitter at NBAJOHNFON. No Ceilings is NoCeilingsNBA.com. We just changed over from our Substack link, so definitely be sure to check out NoCeilingsNBA.com. Hashtag basketball, hashtag basketball.com. A lot of great fantasy basketball stuff if that's your main thing. Joey, the guy who runs the website, does an incredible job with fantasy tools, so definitely check that out if you're into either longer form or daily fantasy basketball. A lot of great stuff there. And then over at Nets Republic, where I occasionally do game recaps and longer length articles, so that's at Nets Republic on Twitter and netsrepublic.com. And then hashtag basketball again, hashtag basketball.com, or at #PBasketball. And then No Ceilings NBA, at No Ceilings NBA, NoCeilingsNBA.com.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Nick Agar Johnson. He is the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast. And he's also a writer for No Ceilings NBA, hashtag basketball, and Nets Republic. Check him out on those media outlets, and doing a great job with the writing and the podcast. And Nick, thank you again so much, my man. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, you're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
1, 2, ready, go!
This is going to be real. Mobley.
Oh, Evan Mobley! It's a winner! The second shot! Evan Mobley wins it for Team Cavs!
I told you to count!
Cleveland!
This is for you!
Oh, man.
Oh,
Cleveland, we live on location.
Hey, give him Rookie of the Year now.
Give Evan Mobley the trophy now. You might as well present it to him right now.
Woo.
Oh, it hurts. I know,
Rookie,
God,
it hurts.
Listen,
it hurts.
I was putting my lip balm on, Reggie. I thought it was going to be a while over here.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right, that was fun. That was good.
Have the best round of his student life right now, Reggie.
But he can put a lot of pressure on them.
Let's see, if he have a 28 round, Reg, he put a lot of pressure on them.
I think 25 will win it.
25 will win it.
25 will win it.
I think we go up to 28. Let's go, big fella. Money Racks in the middle, by the way. So he got the nervousness out the way.
Yeah.
He's more relaxed. He looks even more confident. He does.
His spot is coming up.
Get hot.
Oh, he's hot.
Two stone ball. I'm bad. I just yell. I'm
but
sorry.
Remember,
I'm Money Racks.
But remember, he missed both of those dew balls his first time out and still advanced.
First miss on the Money Rack.
Go.
3 out of 4. Make it 4 out of 5?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he took a different path this time to the
it's
ball.
It's a wrap.
Get a rhythm.
Really?
Whoa!
It's a wrap.
It's a
Let's
wrap.
Go.
It's a wrap. Reg, I said 28, Reg. We need 28.
Oh, he might get 30.
We need 28.
We're talking about 30. We're talking about 30.
Six are available. I'm going to Vegas.
Oh,
two in a row on the corner.
Oh.
Money ball.
30. 31.
Oh, man.
You called it. You called it.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Okay, Cat.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Now, that is called pressure.
He wanted to be known as the best big man shooter ever. Look at that.
Look at him.
Oh,
yeah.
He's doing the D-Lo.
This is how you become known as the best big man shooter ever. I got to go with a 9 because we've
That's
never
a 45.
Seen it. We've never, yeah. Windmill off the glass.
Windmill off the glass right here.
Windmill off the glass.
Oh,
oh
my goodness.
See, he doesn't like that.
He didn't
because,
flush it.
Because he didn't,
flush
he didn't
it.
Like the way he liked it.
Kidding. I'll give him a 9.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Off the glass.
Not my bad. My bad.
Leg.
Obi Toppin, I apologize.
There you go. I apologize.
Big man. He aborted that mission.
Yeah. Good. Let's just get a nice one.
Oh,
well, between the legs.
That one, that would have been better than the first one anyway. It would have been better than the first one.
Trying to get too creative.
Nah, I definitely stuck with my strategy. That third one, the one I just got at the end, I was supposed to get on my third one, but God didn't want me to get on third one. He wanted me to finish off with that one. So so we're going to live with that.
It takes a village. A lot of people don't understand the sacrifices that go into being a professional athlete.
It's just honoring them. You know what I mean? It's just honoring the people that help.
One leg at 3:10.
This guy be a part of something like that.
You call it a blessing. I had a few flashback nightmares. I was having nightmares, especially when I just saw Mike, because it brought back a lot of bad memories personally for myself. And I saw everyone out here fooling it on with him.
He's no, no, no,
no.
And the Kia MVP, to its only fitting, one of the NBA's 75 all-time greats, Steph Curry.
So the Kobe Bryant trophy going to the 2022 Kia NBA All-Star MVP. You've done a lot of things in your career, Stephen, but All-Star Game MVP, add that to the mantle.
Yeah, that's pretty special, obviously, being back in Ohio, playing with the best guys in the league. And, you know, celebrating the highest level of basketball. And obviously this trophy has a very special meaning, honoring Kobe, Gigi, everybody that was lost 2 years ago. So very humbled, very blessed, and I really appreciate it.
Thunderstruck, adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival, choose fun. Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life.
Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Noom Weight uses psychology to help people everywhere learn about their eating habits.
Eating is my love language?
Yep, sure is.
I say yes to seconds out of guilt.
It's hard to say no to Aunt Jenny's banana pudding.
Wait, I do what?
Oh, fog eating happens to everybody.
What the?
We know. It can be a lot to take in. But with the help of Noom Weight, you'll learn the psychology behind your eating habits, how to change them, and get closer to reaching your weight loss goals. Sign up at Noom.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Before we get on out of here, here's your upcoming games in the association for this week. Starting off on Saturday, February the 26th, we have the most important games that we're going to display for you that's going to be coming up in the NBA. Starting off on Saturday, February the 26th, going to be a good game between the Toronto Raptors going up against the Atlanta Hawks, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies versus the Chicago Bulls. The San Antonio Spurs will square off against the Miami Heat. Also, we have a big one, which could be maybe a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals as the Brooklyn Nets take on the Milwaukee Bucks. Then on Sunday, February the 27th, going to be a good game between the Philadelphia 76ers, Knicks, followed by the Utah Jazz going up against the Phoenix Suns. Also, an important game that we have between the Boston Celtics going up against the Indiana Pacers. Also look out for a big one between the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. And then we have the Denver Nuggets going up against the Portland Trail Blazers and the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. On Monday, February the 28th, big one again between the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat. The Toronto Raptors going up against the Brooklyn Nets, followed by the Charlotte Hornets against the Milwaukee Bucks. And then we have the San Antonio Spurs going up against the Memphis Grizzlies on Tuesday, March the 1st. Look out for some very intriguing games between the Brooklyn Nets and the Toronto Raptors, followed by the Atlanta Hawks and the Boston Celtics. The Golden State Warriors will go up against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. On Wednesday, March the 2nd, some key games on that day as we have the Indiana Pacers going up against the Orlando Magic, followed by the Charlotte Hornets against the Cleveland Cavaliers, the New York Knicks, and a big one against the Philadelphia 76ers. That's that big I-95 rivalry that's been going on for decades. Then we also have the Miami Heat going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. Then we have the Portland Trail Blazers going up against the Phoenix Suns. On Thursday, March the 3rd, a big one between the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies going up against the Boston Celtics, the Miami Heat going up against the Brooklyn Nets, the Golden State Warriors against the Dallas Mavericks, and the Battle of Los Angeles as the Lakers take on the Clippers. And then on Friday, March the 4th, big games, big important games on that day as the Cleveland Cavaliers take on the Philadelphia 76ers. Also, we have the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Chicago Bulls, followed by the Utah Jazz against the New Orleans Pelicans. Ha, the old Jazz versus the new Jazz, that should be interesting, followed by the New York Knicks going up against the Phoenix Suns. So that's the most important games that's going to be coming up this week in the NBA. Once again, a big special thank you to Nick Agar-Johnson, host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for No Ceilings, hashtag basketball and Nets Republic, giving us an insight as we recapped the 2022 NBA All-Star Week. And until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim. Talk to you again next week.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life.
Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.